This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest this time is Iowa Congressman Steve King, Republican from the Hawkeye State's 5th Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts on the latest developments in the marriage debate right here in the District of Columbia as gay rights activists try to make licenses for gay marriages available as early as Wednesday, otherwise known as tomorrow. This is following, of course, the action a couple of months ago by the D.C. City Council to legalize gay marriage. However, anything passed by the D.C. City Council is subject to congressional review because of the home rule status. And Congressman, I know the position of you and many other conservatives has been to stop this from taking effect until the people of Washington, D.C. have a chance to have their say at the ballot box. Do they want the traditional definition of marriage, or do they want to allow gay marriage? Where do things stand right now?
Well, it's looking a little bit grim right now. And let's see, it was January 12th, I believe, when the clock began to tick on the 30 congressional days or legislative days. I think that clock has ticked out now, and that's been used up. The effort to push a vote by the citizens under the home rule, the D.C. Home Rule Act, has been suspended apparently by the courts, and now we're back at court again with Bishop Jackson and Reverend Fauntroy that are leading in a lawsuit that I've joined in an amicus brief on that. They are hiding behind the Human Rights Act, and I had never realized that a Human Rights Act would be something that would trump a man and a woman being joined together in matrimony. But where we stand is we're fighting it out in the courts here in D.C. in the same way we're looking for some relief in Iowa. This is, in the end, it becomes judge-made law. The people of the District of Columbia, by the rights of Home Rule Act, ought to have a right to vote on this. They should put it up on a referendum and up or down. And at every place that the people have had an opportunity to weigh in, and that's 31 states, they've all voted for traditional marriage. So no one can argue that there's some kind of a seismic shift in our society. What has happened is we've had people that have manipulated our courts and found vulnerable places where they could exploit their agenda against the will of the people. And this is a country that, in the end, will respond to the will of the people. And the will of the people is that marriage is between a man and a woman.
A last question before we let you go, sir. It's obvious, given the political difficulties the Democratic leadership is already facing, that they didn't want their members to have to vote on this. Are you satisfied with how your leadership has addressed this issue? Have they talked about it enough? Have they pushed hard enough for Congress to act on it?
Well, I don't think it's been pushed hard enough by Republican leadership, no, but also there's a certain level of understanding that this pro-same-sex marriage agenda is a Pelosi agenda, it's a leftist liberal agenda, and so there are a lot of items that we need to be fighting, and this is a big one. It's important. It's at the core of our culture. By the same token, they have been throwing cap and trade at us and socialized medicine at us, and they are also preparing to bring this, and I think they'll hesitate before they do this, the comprehensive amnesty. So those are all big transformative issues too, as is the marriage issue. And our values are under assault intentionally. And I would just add, Greg, that, you know, I saw something with the Mexico City language that gave me some insight into the desires of the left. And that was that language is language that has prohibited federal American tax dollars from funding abortions overseas. We lost the vote on that when Nancy Pelosi was first elected speaker in the first session with her as speaker. And we won the debate, as Chris Smith argued, but we lost the vote. And I saw people on the other side of the aisle jumping up and down and clapping and hugging each other and cheering. And I thought, how can anybody be so delighted about requiring Americans to fund abortions in foreign countries? What could bring about tears of joy in somebody that, like, and, you know, really, first thing you think of, that is evil. But really, under the analysis, it is, they knew it was a value that we held dear, and they were able to assault and damage that value, and they took great joy in it. This is a political tug of war. It isn't so much that one side understands the philosophy, although there's a disagreement in philosophies too, but it's a political tug of war. If they can score points on the other side, that's what they'll do, and that's why Nancy Pelosi won't allow Congress to vote to overturn the D.C. City Council.
Congressman, thank you so much today for your insight, and we appreciate it as always. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Iowa Congressman Steve King, Republican, representing the Hawkeye State's 5th Congressional District, member of the House Committee on Small Business, as well as the Judiciary. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.